This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more
is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk, where we're talking all about food because we're all hungry because we're on diets. But if we go to talk some law, other than Taco Tuesday and Spicy Dragon Balls, which we've already talked about, we have partaken of a lot of food that was sitting in the kitchen area of this office.
None of which were spicy, none of which were even remotely close to anything with word ball in it.
And they call, and it starts with the C and ends with monster. Cookie Monster.
I was thinking, what's a conster?
Cookie Monster. Okay. So we had cookies, and we're feeling better now. Denise is the only smart one, and the one that just says, I'm going to resist, but Todd and I cannot help. But Todd and I are half-sea sharers. Tell the story. Look, this is Radio Law Talk. Let's get through this. It's July 22nd. You don't care about that, and it's 855 Law Radio. Most important thing is, Todd was telling the story about, we do work in the same office area, general area, and when I just can't eat a whole candy. If I cheat on my diet, I'll get a candy bar. And by the way, our great office firm, we provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner to all staff, right? I mean, that's all put in there, and or we'll bring it in or whatever. And they always have candy bars. And that's why we're gaining weight, is because I'll go in there and grab a Butterfinger, break it in half, and sin and eat a half. And I'll walk by as I walk by Todd's office. I'll throw it in on his desk. Here, you can have the other half. It's like, crap, dude, stop.
Yeah, I have gained weight.
So we're going to move on from that, and we're going to talk about a murder conviction is overturned in Oklahoma and why. Very interesting why. Tesla crashes. We're going to talk about what happens if a tree falls over and hits someone and hurts them. Are you as a homeowner liable? Is the city liable? We're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about flipping off a camera and the results in lawsuits concerning the flip-off. And that's a very interesting one. We're also going to remind you that we're not giving legal advice, seek counsel, and we're just talking about general topics of law. And with that, we're going to turn the time over to Cal Hunter for Case or No Case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
His name was Malcolm Frederick Mal Evans. If anyone had any right to ever be known as the fifth Beatle, it was Mal Evans. He played the electronic organ on the Rubber Soul album. He said he didn't know how to play. John Lennon would point. He said, play the key now, and then lift his hand when he wanted him to stop. But he did actually play. Mal Evans started as a bodyguard down in the Cavern Club, ended up joining them as their chief roadie. And so he was a guy who was very much a part of the band all the way in through the 70s and the Yoko Ono era. After the band broke up, Mal moved to Los Angeles and was about to publish his memoirs about the band, and was in anticipation of that day when he snapped, got despondent, got a rifle that looked real, waved it at people, and by the way, the wrong people, the LAPD, so they put Mal down, he died, and in his papers were the original lyrics to the song, Day in the Life. Those papers were sent to Mal's ex-wife in England. She found the lyrics on a napkin or whatever it was and said, I want to sell these. I could probably get £110,000 for them. And so she tried to put them up for auction. Paul McCartney heard about this and said, hold the phone. He said, I want to stop this because those are Lennon-McCartney lyrics, not Mal. So does he have a case or no case? Denise, what do you think? The fifth Beatle and his ex-wife wanting to sell John Lennon's lyrics for profit.
Can I ask a question before she does that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
What year was this approximately? What year?
Well, the year the Beatles broke up, so 70, in the early 70s. Yeah.
And that's when she tried to sell them?
Correct. Yeah.
And that's when this happened to this Mal guy is...
He was shot by the police. Yeah.
In the 70s?
In Los Angeles, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Interesting case.
Yeah.
Gave you time
I
to
like
think.
It.
Thank you.
I like it a lot. I like the factual pattern. I like the fact that he got crazy, but I don't like the fact that he got killed. That's
well, who does?
I don't
right?
like that.
Yeah. Okay.
And that his former wife, it was his former wife that got this?
Correct. He found a girlfriend, moved to Los Angeles, and they got a divorce. And when she got, Paul McCartney actually sent his ex-wife the box of effects in which the lyrics were stored.
Not Paul McCartney. You said Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney sent the box to Mal's former wife in London after they cleaned up after the...
Ooh, that's important to know. So yeah. Paul sent the box to the ex-wife.
Correct.
Ooh.
But without knowing what was in it, apparently. Anyway, obviously. Anyway.
So. Sorry, Denise.
What do you think?
No, that's it gets more and more interesting.
Yes.
I am just going to be consistent and say no case.
Okay, fair enough. Fred Penny, what do you think about the fifth Beatle?
This is a tough one, Cal. I'll admit this is kind of a tough one.
Yeah, and by the way, Brian Epstein actually hired Mal, the manager. So
right.
He was all with all the very elite
all of them.
Circle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say this is a case. And the wife tries to sell the lyrics and... it settles. No one, it doesn't go to trial. It settles.
All right.
And I don't know who wins the settlement. Settlement means something happens and both win. So, case and it settles.
Okay. What do you think, Todd?
Well, it's interesting because he said he couldn't play the keyboards, right? But Lennon just told him when to hit something.
He put his fingers on the notes and said, okay,
yeah.
When I point at you, play the notes. When I lift up, I tell you stop, stop. So it was like that.
Well, yeah. You know what? That reminds me now. You've got a lot of bands that play. Van Halen did this when they would play Jump, for example. In the later years, Eddie Van Halen did not play the keyboards. It was a pre-recorded track,
right.
And the roadie knew when to, or the tech knew when to start the track so that it came in. The tech wouldn't need to have any musical ability to hit that, and this seems to be the functional equivalent of that. I'm just hitting this note here, right?
Yeah.
And so it does make him part of the band, but not a part of the band, I would say, that puts him in a position where he has any ownership over any rights. And I say that because Paul McCartney has to look out for his brand. He has to look out for the authenticity and anything that's out there that might be sold that would be perpetrating fraud, perhaps. Who knows who wrote those lyrics on a napkin, if they were written before or after the song was actually written. So I think that McCartney would have had a definite interest in wanting to make sure that it was authentic to protect the band's image and the value of the catalog moving forward. And because of that, I'm going to say that this is a true scenario. And he approached the widow, or the former wife, and they were able to reach some sort of amicable settlement, whether he purchased it or not. He put a stop to whatever auction that she was going to sue it, but it didn't result in actual litigation, the filing of anything. It resulted in some sort of settlement. So technically it would not be a case because there was no There's no case filed, no action filed.
All right, let's make sure we're clear. So I said...
Case,
so that means they had to file something.
Mm. And it's settled.
Okay, let's when we come back, let's
and
think
Todd,
about that.
So Fred says case, Todd says
no case.
File, Denise says...
No case.
Right.
And then I say they settle it. Okay, then when we come back, we're going to find out if it's a case. I think Todd and I are closer. Because I think it does resolve, but Denise has said it's a nothing, huh?
Hmm.
Doesn't matter. All right, we'll be back after
this.
Yes,
sir.
By the way, to tell you this, his ashes were shipped back to London. They were lost by the British Postal Service. John Lennon said perhaps they should look in the dead letter office. Pretty callous. Anyway, so that's just an adjunct to that story. We'll be back with the answer to case or no case after this.
Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Pinney, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Pinney, available on Amazon Books now.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick Car Wash. Up inside, let's take a ride and watch this gutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
At radiolawtalk.com. .com.
We're back about case or no case. It's very interesting about Mel Evans. Is that how you say it? Mal? Mal Evans?
M-A-L, yeah.
Mal Evans, who was the, quote, fifth Beatle, supposedly... Paul McCartney, well, after the guy died or was shot by, because he kind of went AWOL by the L.A. Police Department, sent a box with stuff that was his stuff, supposedly, and there were those lyrics to the song,
Day in the Life.
A Day in the Life.
I read the news today. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, I love that song.
All right, so Denise said no case, period. I said case, but it settles. Todd said no case, but it was an actual scenario.
Yes.
All right, so let me tell you why this ended up being such an important case. Mal had life insurance that was provided him by Apple. When he moved to Los Angeles, he became a bit of a, well, a bit rummy, and did not maintain the premiums after Apple broke up. He did not have any life insurance. So his wife said, it's the least you can do. Let me sell this so I can have a little money after Mal's departure. Paul McCartney said, I don't think so. He sued, and Paul McCartney and Apple prevailed.
They didn't settle? It actually...
They did not settle. He prevailed in court. Took a court ruling for that.
Wow.
So it was a hardcore case of the music business. And, you know, that's how it
that
all
That one should have settled. Huh?
I would think so. But Freddie, the guy from Freddie and the Dreamers, whose last name I can't think of, when Mal was shot by the police, he donated $5,000 to Mal's family, thinking that that would stimulate other people in the music business to do the same, and nobody did.
Wow.
So his wife had to fight for what
So again, so
her.
Mal basically was one of the original, this before they got big, right?
Right. He was there in the caverns. They met him there.
Yeah.
You know,
and he did, and he wasn't a very good player. He just plunked on things.
He was mostly, his value was he ended up being the chief roadie, setting up their gear, organizing.
Just doing that.
Yeah, he really grew with them. But at the end of the day, when Apple broke up, feelings were so bitter and so harsh, you know, that they wouldn't even help out one of their own. And he had nothing to do with the breakup. He was just a guy who happened to be...
Just be... Goodbye, you know.
So who was the guy that was the sound guy that also went crazy in L.A.?
That's a good question, and I can't think of that.
I can't think of who his name. It starts with a P. remember he, like, killed somebody? He shot her?
Yeah, I'll have to... Oh, you're talking about Phil Spector.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes, Phil Spector.
Who
is
he?
Yeah.
Who is Phil Spector?
He's a sound of wall, or...
The wall of sound.
Well,
most of Motown's songs, when you hear them, you hear this great, big, very full background. That was his...
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. He did the boards and everything.
He was a producer,
right.
Yeah, he was like a superstar.
Produced some songs for John Lennon, in fact.
Yes, he did.
And he kind of went... AWOL, huh?
Yeah. Well, he went cuckoo and shot a young woman in his home and went to prison. And I think he's passed, hasn't he? I think he died.
I think he died in prison.
Yeah, so
well, this is very positive news.
This is such a good story.
This is a good segment. So after this, okay, Cal, tell us about hour three. What are we going to talk about in the case?
Well, we're going to talk about a movie star who got in trouble for having a child. And the mother decided that he was going to pay. And so, it's interesting.
So, am I going to get points again on that one, Cal? Because so far it's zero points across here and one each for me. At least I get one.
Well, you are ahead.
That's great.
And none for me also.
None for Cal.
There you go.
All right, we're going to talk about a murder conviction that's overturned in Oklahoma. Let's discuss that. So, Todd, you know, former prosecutor for the DA's office, former public defender, Denise, and I'm a personal injury lawyer. Denise is a family law attorney. Now, the interesting thing is you've got to be very careful as a judge or a prosecutor or even a public defender, even as attorney, but especially a judge with relationships and not just relationships, but doing the best you can, because there's going to be times it's not going to be perfect, the best you can to disclose things. And a lot of it is just about disclosure. It's not necessarily that even if you're doing anything bad, it's disclosure. Well, Judge Timothy Henderson in Oklahoma happened to be very friendly with a prosecutor from the prosecutor's office, a lady that is going unnamed at this time. And during this time period, she has a case where this individual murdered a 92-year-old man while he was robbing him, and he was found guilty, and the judge put him in jail for life. Okay? Well, come to find out, judge never mentioned this or gave any option for them to say, no, judge, you've got a conflict. And later on, they find out that this judge has had a relationship with the prosecutor. One way, I don't know if this is the way it found out, but one way it happened is – this woman who was his, let's say his...
His lover?
You can say his lover.
Paramour.
Paramour, whatever.
Okay. All right.
And some other ladies brought a complaint against him for sexual harassment, right? Sexual harassment, isn't that right, Todd?
That is right.
And that's how it all started. And then it came down to what the appellate court is going to say, because the lower court just said, so sad, too bad, especially since this was prior to the when he sentenced him. Now, it was the sentencing, right? Isn't that right? It was just the sentencing issue. I don't know, but it was the sentencing was a big issue, I guess.
I think they got a problem with the whole trial.
Right.
And so just to set up the timeline here, the murder happens in 2013. Between 2016 and 2018 is when the sexual relationship between the judge and the prosecutor occurred. The trial didn't happen until 2021. And he was found guilty and convicted. And now they're going back saying, wait a second. The prosecutor on the case in 2021, you had a relationship with that ended 3 years earlier, but you should have disclosed that.
Right, about disclosure. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. Thanks.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk.
This is Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560.
USA News Update. The relentless grip of a scorching heat wave continues to tighten its hold on the United States. Throughout the entire month of July, Phoenix has been subjected to daytime temperatures exceeding 110 degrees, marking an unprecedented record. Over 2,000 heat records have been shattered across the southern regions, stretching from California to Florida. Top artificial intelligence companies in the U.S. have pledged to develop their groundbreaking technology in a responsible manner.
Companies must prioritize the security of their systems by safeguarding their models against cyber threats and managing the risk to our national security.
President Biden assured that companies like Google, Amazon, and others have made tangible and sincere commitments. Five people are in the hospital after a partial building collapse in New Jersey. It happened in Newark Friday night at the Stephen Crane Village Houses. A neighbor said it felt like a bomb hit the apartments, which are run by the Newark Housing Authority. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is no fun. Who told you that?
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
Love the children bumps. Okay, we're talking about the murder conviction reversed about this because of the judge having these relationships. The murder conviction was reversed on appeal, and this individual is going to get a new trial. I note down that this guy, I think, is in his 70s, the defendant, and the guy he robbed was in his 90s, I believe. I got
it was a female, a 94-year-old female.
94-year-old Evelyn Goodall. Yeah.
Yes.
And he's 60, the guy that was put in a prison that has appeal. But here's the situation. It sounds like the evidence was pretty clear anyway. So, all right, a new trial, but he's probably going to be convicted again. But he has the right to have a new trial on this case. But here's the interesting side note. So this prosecutor, and again, please do not hold this. I'm just throwing, as a lawyer, throwing out both sides of the argument. Now, his argument, he stepped down as a judge. The judge's argument is that these relationships were consensual. And Denise brought up a good point, and Denise will bring that up in a second. But if he's having an affair with this, or a relationship with this prosecutor from April of 2016 to the summer of 2018, that's more than 2 years, and now she said, and she's bringing a case against him saying that he sexually abused her. I just looking at that, I don't get it. Two and a half years.
So
what? How did that happen?
So I would look at it this way.
He says it's consensual.
And I would look at it this way. It doesn't matter depending on her allegations. And just to go back to the timeline, the trial ended. He was convicted in February of 2021. The allegations of sexual harassment were made in March of 2021, a month after the trial. And it was the prosecutor and two other women that lodged these allegations. And the judge stepped down because of the allegations. And it doesn't matter if the sex back from 2016 to 2018 was consensual. It does that does that that doesn't absolve him. If after the relationship is over with in 2018, he keeps talking to her about it and keeps bringing it up and keeps doing that, and if he's doing that in the presence of other women, then they have a claim for harassment because they're listening to this stuff going on. If that's the case, and so
I think you missed what I was trying to say. I'm saying the case that the prosecutor is bringing against the judge.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The prosecutor can bring the harassment case against the judge if after the relationship was over with,
right,
he keeps talking about it or is treating her,
I think it was an assault,
in a harassing manner.
It was harassment.
Abuse. She said sexual abuse, not harassment. Yeah. It's sex abuse. No, it's not a sexual harassment issue.
It says she has accused him of sexual misconduct.
Yeah, one other part is abuse. Maybe
if the nature of what he is doing has occurred after the relationship was over with.
Right.
I agree with you that I think it would be hard for her to make a claim for anything that happened during those 2 years.
And Denise will bring on why, but if
it was conduct that he engaged in after the relationship was over, he couldn't let it go, or he was referencing it in the presence of others. Yeah, she's got a claim.
No, what I had said is it's not just the fault here of the judge. The judge clearly is at fault, but it's also the fault of the prosecutor. Why wasn't that disclosed? She has a duty to disclose any kind of a relationship that she has with the judge as well. I mean, the duty of disclosure goes two ways.
Right.
And in this case, she doesn't do that disclosure until after the case is over.
Right.
And I think that she may have benefited in the case because he was trying to woo her, right? And appease her so that maybe she would continue or would resume the relationship they had previously.
Or don't bring an action against me or don't bring anything against me like Todd
yes,
said.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, it is two ways.
That's a good point.
I have a duty to disclose if I have a relationship with a judge or a temporary judge or any kind of financial arrangement or, you know, that kind of stuff. You have duties.
Right.
And in all of this, and I think this goes back to the point you made, Fred, in all of this, as it relates to this specific defendant, the guy, Robert Hashigan, as it relates to him, the Oklahoma appellate court held he had a right. That guy had a right to know that there was this relationship that could have been a potential conflict of interest, even though the judge says, look, all my rulings were satisfied by, were in accordance with the law, there was nothing untoward. It doesn't matter. This guy had a right to know and had a right to say whether or not he felt comfortable going forward with the trial, knowing that the prosecutor used to sleep with the judge. And look, if you tell him that and he says, you know what, I'm good to go, Judge, you're all right, then we're fine. But you don't get to be the one that creates the conflict, judge and prosecutor, and then also be the one that decides, it doesn't really matter for the defendant. The defendant's the one who gets to say, I am or I'm not comfortable going forward under these conditions.
I want to see the pictures of these people. I'm going to look them up later. There you go. That's exactly right.
You are such a visual person.
I'm a guy. Let's talk about fatal crash Tesla. The most recent thing that's going on, there's a Tesla in Lake Tahoe, California, that actually crashed and killed someone that was driving a Subaru Impreza. And apparently, at the time, it was a Tesla Model 3. They were using their, what do you call it, their self-driving
or autopilot thing.
And apparently, there's a number of these cases that have occurred. One in Contra Costa, California, where a Tesla Model S hit a fire truck, and the individual passed away in the Tesla. Why I'm bringing this up is, the U.S. safety regulators are now launching probes to look into Tesla to determine whether or not, you know, what's going on with the self-driving part of their vehicles. And this is getting a lot of attention. And everyone's like, whoa, you know, Tesla, you know, they maybe this is not a good thing to have. I want to remind everybody one thing. There has been a lot of this same things going on with Ford and with GM and or whatever. There's always issues with cars, and it's going to be, and the government's going to look into it for safety reasons. The Pinto. What was the Pinto famous for?
Blowing up.
Blowing up. Getting wear in it.
Guess
who
had a Pinto?
Yeah, I know. The gas tank was in the back, vulnerable to rear-end accidents.
Right.
And guess what else there was also? Ford Explorers. There were issues with the gas tanks and Ford Explorers.
And Firestone tires.
Right? The tires. And there's so for to jump and say all this, I see a lot of publicity about this. Oh, Tesla this, Tesla that. Guys, it happens all the time with a lot of manufacturers. There's issues that come up, and they recall and causes people's deaths. And Cal's right. We never took it. It was in Arizona. One of my partners took it. But, yeah, there's issues with tires separating and coming apart while driving in Arizona. And we've had those cases come to us.
I think the big difference between those cases and Tesla, especially as it relates to the automatic steering issue, is this. In the case of cars where the gas tanks explode and all that kind of stuff, there was really never any responsibility for the safety of the vehicle and the occupants on the owner of the vehicle. I mean, look, I'm not responsible for the gas tank. I just bought it, and you're the one, as the company, solely responsible for selling a vehicle that should be safe, right? But when it comes to steering and control of the vehicle while it is in operation, that historically, up until now, has been the almost exclusive purview of the driver of the vehicle, that you can go ahead and operate this car safely. And then along comes this company that purports to have this technology that says, hey, we can take that responsibility off of your shoulders. And that is a big shift. It moves it from operating the vehicle to be the responsibility of the driver to the company, and that's why it's getting attention. Well, I'll be curious to see how this plays out.
Yeah. Well, when we come back, oh, go ahead. You got a comment?
No, I agree. Yeah. I'm, you know, the self-driving feature, I feel, is almost hazardous.
And not only that, it's not just Tesla. They're in the Lincoln Navigator. My daughter's got one. It does it. A lot of cars do it now.
Genesis.
And trucks. That's it. We'll be back after this.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk, live from RadioLawTalk.com and on many great radio stations across the country. If you're listening via delay, you can hear the show live anytime at RadioLawTalk.com, and you can listen to all of our past episodes. They're all archived there, and it's all free. Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Is this real life?
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
All right, we're back having a great time chit-chatting. Let's talk about a family is suing the city of New Orleans in a sad, tragic event where a falling tree branch, and I saw the picture, while a family is there visiting in the French district, the French Quarter Park, and it actually falls down as they're sitting on this bench and hits their son and knocks him to the ground and pins him, hits him on the head, and he suffers serious injuries. He's literally got catastrophic brain, facial, and spinal injuries, their young son. And he's 17, young, 17. And the city of New Orleans is being sued. It's not just city of New Orleans. It's an urban forestry consulting firm, the tree trimming company, and a construction company are all defendants in this suit. And by the way, I would have loved to have a case like this. And people are like, oh, that's an assumption of the risk, and it's an act of God. Well, here's what you have to be careful of, and I'm not giving legal advice, but let me just talk about some general areas of law. And it's, every state's different. You got to check your state. But it's about knowledge, right? It's if no one had any knowledge of that this would break, then there may be a difficult time suing someone over this. I had a case one time where a motorcyclist was riding his motorcycle on a country road, and it was a straight road, and the United States Post Office, and I sued the Post Office, lady was coming out of their driveway after delivering their mail and pulled out in front of my motorcycle, who T-boned him and got really hurt. And I sued the homeowner also. And the reason, why did you sue the homeowner? Because this homeowner, I sued the federal government and the U.S. Postal Service, because the homeowner's bushes were so high that, guess what? They argued, that is the federal government and the U.S. Postal Service argued, I couldn't see as I pulled out because the bushes were too big and too high. They weren't trimmed back properly. so that I could see the motorcyclist coming. And so they the case settled, so but they could have been liable because of not trimming it properly so people could see around, as and especially the postal service when they pulled out, or UPS or whoever, could see oncoming traffic. Now the question is, in this case, what about a falling branch? The branch was massive. It wasn't like it was a huge, huge branch. Came down and hit this kid. Well, two things. You got to look at all the circumstances. One of the circumstances that was going on is there was a construction company digging at or near where the roots were. Now, it wasn't right into the roots, but close enough. Don't forget, roots can go out. And so they could have caused this, is what the plaintiffs are arguing, to weaken the tree, which would cause a branch to break off. And so that's why they're suing the construction company, saying, you were digging too close to the tree, you were harming the soil around it and or the some of the roots. And so guess what this becomes? This becomes dueling experts. And so you're going to have arborists talking about what was the cause of this issue, why did the branch fall. But that's what happens in cases like this. Did the actual city know that this tree is having some issues? And especially knowing that this is an area where people are, and a lot of people are occur. A lawsuit in California, trees near the freeway. There was lawsuits brought where people were killed when these trees fell down and fell on the freeway. And the city and the Caltrans was sued. And there's a lot of cases that this occurs. So without getting into the specifics, every case is different. They may have a really good lawsuit here, because their argument is that, as the plaintiffs, is the city, that the New Orleans knew that there were issues with this tree also. And so the important thing here is trying to figure out, you know, all right, who did what? And everyone's going to start pointing the finger. We have a trial starting. I'm not going to get in details. But there's always trials that where defendants are pointing the finger at each other. No, you're at fault. No, you should have checked. You should have done that.
You know, I'm looking at this, looking at a picture of the tree branch. And I think to say branch does a disservice to how big this thing was. Imagine a tree is growing and it kind of splits off. Half the tree grows one way and the other half goes the other way. And we're talking about the half that broke off at the base, right where it diverges from the base of the tree. And it is easily, it is easily a foot, if not a foot and a half in diameter.
Well, wow. it could be a tree in itself.
Yeah, it could have been. It could have been. And it fell off. We're talking about a lot of weight fell on that kid.
Well, and not only that, Todd, look at it carefully. And this is just my gut reaction. Again, you use experts. That's a heavy branch, and it's as far down as it goes. Usually you got the big trunk going up, and you got branches going off that are about the same size. This looks like it's barely hanging on as it is because it's so big. It's like the tree's like a V shape. Isn't that right, kind of?
Yeah, pretty much.
And to me, I would say, wow, that's not stability, because the tree's not growing straight up, right? I'm going to go look at this thing too. Look at it.
It looks like the base of the trunk. Okay, so the base of the tree is maybe 2 feet in diameter. It grows, and then at about the 6 to 7 foot mark, maybe a little bit higher, it diverges to two separate branches of that tree, and the bigger half is what broke and fell over.
Oh, it's massive. It's just massive.
Oh, yeah.
And you see, yeah, if you look at it, see that, Denise? Look, it's like a V.
Wow, that's huge.
Yes, and the tree looks like a V, doesn't it?
It does.
And so it's like one of the V's came off.
It looks pretty obvious that was a weakened tree.
Well, not only weakened, but it's like, okay, the tree is not straight. It's a V-shaped. Man, I'd be careful. Okay, let's assume that, okay, that's a little dangerous. Don't put any you know, benches nearby, you know, or at least that. And
yeah,
this thing is just massive. It fell, and you can look at the middle of it. It looks like it's rotted out in the middle.
Yep.
So the core issue, Fred, is who should have known about this, and what should they have done about it? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, yeah, the issue is they have arborists that come out and check these trees, and cities do that. that where there's a lot of people, and they check to see, you know, the stability of the tree. Does it look dangerous? Is it starting to lose its leaves earlier than normal? There's all these things that arborists can do. By the way, I have a tree that's at my house that is not dangerous, but we said, okay, we want this tree because it's near the roadway, and I live in a private drive. And so they came and injected stuff inside down in the ground, and that tree is the strongest and best condition of anything. So, and these are professional arborist companies. So that's what they do. And they can come and tell you this tree's not in good shape.
Of course, any records that Fred's tree might have set for longevity,
yes,
home runs, batting average will now have an asterisk next to the
exactly,
name for,
yes,
for growth enhancing drugs.
Troids.
Well,
Troids.
Yeah.
And,
have Troids. Well, they should have given Troids to this one. That's the problem. So, anyway, this is going on, and I think the plaintiffs have a good case here. I think this is going to be a very important case. And the thing is, this young man is 17, is going to have problems the rest of his life.
He has to have full-on care for the rest of
probably,
his life.
And you've got – this is going to be a dueling expert. This is going to be expert fights. You're going to have experts all over the place. And that's
and
what –
under Louisiana law, how interesting is that? Or does that play in, I wonder?
I don't know. I don't know what Louisiana law is, but definitely,
that's
you
right.
know, that they're all the laws are going to be a little bit different in different states, but the general principles – will stand, but you have to look at your individual state and see what's going on. But anyway, long story short, let me give you a couple of things. I'm just thinking about when I come back, I want to tell you a few things. As a personal injury lawyer, people get mad at me for saying things and think I'm haughty or I'm just being overly protective. Let me go over a couple of things you need to be careful of, and I'm giving this with a grain of salt. Don't hold me liable for this. But let me give you things that people do. I go, you shouldn't be doing that. And it's normal things that people have no idea when I come back.
Next hour, Radio Law Talk begins at 6 minutes after on many great local radio stations. And we thank all of you and say hello. And also on RadioLawTalk.com, where you can hear the show at no charge. It's streaming free. Stay tuned.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.